Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Is there any chance that any of your customers might benefit from $300,000 of free technology to help them solve their biggest challenges? Might that help you close an additional deal, do you think? Well, if so, we got a great podcast for you today, as we're joined by Wayne Cuervo, Director of Innovation, and Eric Thibault, Director of Industry Solutions and Country Digitization Acceleration, both of Cisco Canada. They join us to discuss a contest they're running, the Fast Forward Innovation Awards, a contest Cisco Canada is currently running with a total of 600,000 available to kickstart work on solving companies' biggest business and technology challenges. Thibault and Cuervo give us the who's, what's, when's, where's, why's, and how's of these awards, where customers can earn support on technology to solve their biggest challenges. And, of course, as this is the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast, we get into how you, as a solution provider, can benefit from it, and, in fact, how it was designed with Cisco partners in mind. It's a great conversation, and it might just unlock a big opportunity for you. So, before you run off and submit all your customers' technology dreams for the awards, give us 20 minutes, and we'll give you all the details you need. Wayne, Eric, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
I wanted to take your time to pick your mind a little bit about the Fast Future Innovation Awards, the event that you guys are running through the balance of this month, as it were. And I guess to throw it open, maybe can you tell me a little bit about what exactly the Fast Future Innovation Awards are?
Yeah, so maybe, you know, when we think about the Innovation Awards, Eric and I spend a lot of time during the day talking to our customers about innovation. And we know that we live in a world where we think innovation is one of the biggest enablers of economic and social and environmental change. So the Innovation Awards are really a program to help solicit challenges from our customers that we can work together to help solve. So it's a call out to our customers to say, bring us your challenges, bring us your problems, bring us your large scale problems that you're looking to help find partners to solve. And we think Cisco has a role to play in any customer's innovation journey.
And I think that sort of addresses the why. And can you tell me a little bit about basically how does it work? Who can and should enter? And what are you guys looking for in terms of the awards you'll be giving out?
Yeah, that's a great question, Robert. We've designed the contest or the awards to be fairly open as can be, I guess, because we didn't want to limit it. There's so many challenges that fall within the realm of what we can tackle, meaning Cisco and our partners globally, that we didn't want to limit it to just one specific area. So really, anything related to some of the high-level challenges you can think of around virtual care accessibility, virtual education, sustainability, some of these teams, right? Safety at work, so safe return to work. So there's a number of teams that are certainly highly resonating nowadays that would definitely fall within that category. So when you look at who can apply, we've kept it fairly open to all private sector entities and the vast majority of public sector entities as well. Certainly healthcare and education would be two key examples of that. So it is wide open from that perspective.
Yeah, and you know, everything from startups to not-for-profits to charities to large enterprise companies, really anything in between, like Eric said, around challenges that are across any industry, really, and anything from environmental to cost saving challenges to health and safety, all of those things are interesting to us.
At the end of the day, we, Cisco being, of course, a technology company, fundamentally, we are looking for challenges where technology can play a role, where technology can bring an impact and help solve these challenges. That's ultimately what this is about, right? And it's obviously the impact and the projects are bigger than just technology, but of course, we all appreciate the value that technology can bring in solving some of these challenges. So.
All right. Can you share a little bit about what the judges will be, what you'll be looking for in assessing the various
potential challenges that are brought to you, and what's on the line? What are our players playing for, as they
went? So I'll talk a little bit about the what the evaluation criteria, what we're looking for from a judging perspective, and I'll let Eric talk about the prizes. But you know, there's four pillars through which we will look at the submissions. So the first off is really around how innovative or unique is the challenge that is being brought forward. So what makes it an interesting idea? What makes it a challenge that is worth solving? And what makes it kind of unique or inventive or clever in terms of that that kind of submission? The second one is impact. And that's really around, you know, if this problem was solved, what is the scale of the impact to the solution, sorry, to the organization, to the stakeholders, to the community, to society potentially? You know, if it was solved, how great is the result going to be? The next is, the third one is around strategic thinking. And that's really where, you know, does this, this solving this challenge bring significant value? Whether that's to the organization or whether that's, you know, where does it fit in terms of you know, a macro environment? Or are there things like long-term solutions at play? Or is this a symptom of a bigger issue? So kind of, you know, if we were to take it up a little bit, where does it fall into, you know, strategic thinking mindset? And then the fourth pillar of criteria evaluation that we're looking at is really around feasibility. And this is about, you know, is there feasible technology available to solve this problem? If there is feasible technology, is it something that is feasibly implementable? Is it something that is going to be adopted within the world in which it is being solved? So so feasibility from a, you know, is this a real thing that we can solve, either through technology or through adoption and readiness of society or the group or the company to onboard it? So those are the four kind of things from a criteria perspective that we'll be looking at from the submissions perspective, and I'll let Eric talk about prize money. That's a good story. Yeah.
Separation of duty. So you make great points around feasibility for sure. I would even argue viability as well, right? In terms of the ability for these challenges to be solved, but really, ultimately making sure that the challenges that are put forward are grounded in reality and within the organization. So we are not looking for science experiments, right? So in other words, just to be very clear with the audience, so ultimately we're looking for projects that are high priorities within the organizations, have some level of executive sponsorship. These are real challenges that are resourced, of course, and funded to go forward as well. So that's an important item to mention. So from a prize perspective, just moving to the other aspect of the question, we are offering a fairly significant amount of money, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to $600K in value, in cash, but in value, and I'll explain that in a second. First prize winner gets up to $300K, second prize up to $200K, and third prize up to $100K. When I say in value, is at the end of the day, Cisco has been around for over three decades now, and we've certainly acquired a reputation of an industry transformation and innovation engine. And we've also developed a broad ecosystem of solution partners, as you said, as we were chatting about earlier, integrators, influencers, engineering firms, you name it, right? And so what we're doing with this particular awards is we're bringing all of this and making it available for the customers, basically for the winners through basically the funding mechanism behind it. So in other words, if we, after evaluation, further evaluation of a submission and one of the winners, we realize that it requires some level of professional services, whether it's design, whether it's integration, then we would basically fund that through. So that part of that 300K or funding award would basically go towards funding those, that professional services, that particular partner to play a key role in accelerating the project. So to be very clear, we don't cut checks to the winner, right? This is a question we get all the time. We don't cut checks to the winner. We work with the winners. We sit at the same table. We really work out how this needs to go forward. Where are the obstacles? How can we move this forward? And then we bring in the expertise, whether it's from Cisco or from our ecosystem of partners, to the table to really help accelerate the project. So
that, I think, plays well for the VARs and MSPs in the community, because it speaks to obviously opportunity for them, and it potentially moves forward some projects that may otherwise not be the same scale or be a little bit more backburned. Is there anything else that partners need to know in particular, as well as, you know, both that sort of opportunity to move up some customer projects, and potentially I'm sure some of your partners are kind of looking at themselves and going, well, you know, we could use some updated. We could solve some problems internally here too, guys.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So here's another note I get that's important. We are ultimately or preferably looking for submissions from end customers, as we would call mm-hmm. them, right? But partners have a huge role to play, to your point, because they have their own innovation agenda. They have their own sales teams, basically, that are engaging day in, day out with the same customers that Cisco is engaging with. And they're pursuing their own innovation projects as well. So we want to make sure this doesn't get lost, I guess, in the submission. So as part of the submission process, the end customers makes the submission, but there is an area where the partners that are working with the customers get named, they get mentioned, right? So they get a seat at the table as well, because they've already been working with that organization to drive innovation and drive transformation. So that's important. So really, what's in it for our partners, to your question, is they, I guess, through the awards, we make sure they maintain their seat at the table, especially if they've done some pre-work with the customers. Else, if not, then we would potentially bring some of them at the table as required. I think it also gives them a great opportunity to have potentially a slightly different conversation, showing up differently with their customers by having that innovation dialogue, right, and opening new doors with their customers, just like our customers. So I think it's a great platform as well for them to leverage from that perspective, the same way we, Cisco, are leveraging that platform as well.
Maybe the first time I've heard of or seen a contest that sort of builds in channel deal registration. I have to commend you on that. I know this kind of falls under the country digital acceleration bailiwick, umbrella, whatever you want to call it, at Cisco, which has been an area of focus for a while. Can you sort of explain how it fits in, and maybe for the benefit of those, such as myself, who aren't as up to date as they should be on the subject, give me kind of the elevator pitch for exactly what is country digital acceleration and how Cisco looks at that?
Happy to. I'll take that one, since that's one of the hats that I wear. So CDA stands for Country Digitization Acceleration. It is a program that is intended to accelerate innovation and digital transformation in countries around the world, right? And when I say around the world, this is a program that's been around now for over, I want to say, 6 years. Started in France about 6 or 7 years ago, and now expanded and is now in 44 countries, last I checked, with Greece being the last one added a couple of weeks ago to the list. So Canada has been on the list for a few years, and we really saw some really interesting acceleration of the program in the last couple of years. I can say in Canada, owning the program, I've got about 150 projects on the books right now. Wow. In different stages of development and execution, with about 40 of them basically fully approved and funded. So mm-hmm. it's obviously, there's a whole range of different projects at different stages, but really it's about thinking big. It's about it's looking for those big challenges that organizations are facing, very similar in spirit to the awards itself. It's about aligning with our government agendas, right? We have one example, for instance, that is public, with respect to delivering a virtual curriculum for cybersecurity education across every single high schools in the province of New Brunswick. This was made public in June. And again, this particular initiative aligns 100% with the digital strategy of the province. So having that tie into the government agenda is also very key, making sure we help them be successful in their strategic pursuits as well.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the deadlines and the timelines going on here. You know, when's the deadline to get those submissions in, to get those solutions kind of baked together and over to you guys for assessment? And when can one of our listeners expect to get the phone call that one of their customers is very happily moving forward with a project?
Yep. So our timeline is, our deadline is November 19th for final submissions. So customers and anybody that's applying has up until that timeline to submit their entries. They do close at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, on November the 19th. And then submissions will be announced December 1st. That's when we'll have our submissions launched.
Get on it, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. And for those partners who do want to get on it or want to learn more or pass this on to some customers who have some interesting stuff going on, where do they go to learn more and to enter?
Yep, the website is Cisco Fast Futures Innovation Awards. .com, and you can get all the information there. You know, I just kind of want to also add in the fact that, you know, the Innovation Labs organization is partnering with Eric's CDA program to bring this program to light, really, because we really feel that now more than ever, I think, you know, the pandemic has uncovered a lot of challenges that companies and individuals and employers are facing around innovation and the need for innovation to really be an enabler for change. And I think the Innovation Labs organization has a lot of resources and abilities to really help drive transformational change with customers. And in partnership with Eric's CDA program, there's a lot here that we can bring to the table in terms of design thinking, in terms of proof of concept development. We have a whole group within our overall organization. I cover innovation labs for global innovation across Cisco. Within the innovation labs organization, we have a pipeline of innovative ventures that we can put a lot of ideas through. So there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we really can roll up our sleeves and work on with in partnership with this. So the need for innovation in Canada is timely, it is relevant, it is super important. And we think kind of, you know, this is a really interesting and we think an exciting program to really drive innovation to the top of minds for customers and why we think we would love to be a part of their journey.
And clearly, based on the roles of both of you, something that will be on the agenda and top of mind well beyond December 1st. So I appreciate your taking the time to share these details. Dear listener, you will have access to the URL for entries in the show notes in your podcast app of choice as you listen to this. And I will also throw in a link to a podcast I did a while ago with Wayne that kind of walks through the innovation strategy at Cisco Canada. It might be a little bit longer in the tooth than the absolute current information, but it certainly gives you the strategy and overview of how it all works. Gentlemen, thank you both for taking the time.
Thank you, Robert. Very nice spending some time with you.
There you have it, a look at Cisco's Fast Future Innovation Awards. I'd like to thank Eric and Wayne for joining us for the podcast. Thanks Cisco for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, so please make sure you're subscribing or following or whatever your podcast app of choice likes to call it. And if you can leave us a rating, please consider doing so. We like stars too. Stars are nice, like maybe 5 of them? Until next time, I'm Robert Depp for ChannelBuzz.ca. Good luck to your customers in the Fast Future Innovation Awards. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.